to the detriment of my own well-being as well as to the exasperation of those around me. But I'm sorry, I just can't help it. That's the way I am. Anyone who has a half-decent life and doesn't wonder on a daily basis about the magnificence and irony of being a human being, I simply cannot comprehend. Life is too fantastic to ignore. Along this path of frustration and wonderment, I've been lucky enough to achieve what many consider to be a reasonable level of success in my professional life, if not in my personal life, or at least that's what I thought. I've since come to realise that real success is about the long term. There's no better way to prove yourself than to get better at what you do every day you do it. There's no question I've made at least as many bad decisions as good ones, probably many more, and there's plenty of evidence to prove it. Losing a bunch of money for a start, £67 million at the last count, not that I have much to start with, so let's not dwell on that. But I have also learned that it only takes one good break to turn your life around and launch you into a stratosphere you never even dared dream of. If I had to sum up the difference between the good times and the bad times, the bottom line is that when I've put the effort in, I've reaped the rewards. And when I've failed to do so, my life has stalled. On several occasions, going into a complete flat spin. It really is as simple as that. As far as I can see, life is one big bank account. And the best philosophy is just to keep on making deposits whenever you can, be they financial, emotional, occupational, or otherwise. This is the absolute number one way to reduce the risk of disappointment.